The Painted Veil by W. Somerset Maugham. Read by Sophie Ward. Chapter 1. She gave a startled cry.
"What's the matter?" he asked.
Notwithstanding the darkness of the shuttered room, he saw her face, on a sudden, distraught with terror. "Someone just tried the door."
"Well, perhaps it was the armor or one of the boys."
"They never come at this time. They know I always sleep after tiffin."
"Who else could it be?"
"Walter," she whispered, her lips trembling. She pointed to his shoes. He tried to put them on, but his nervousness, for her alarm was affecting him, made him clumsy, and besides, they were on the tight side. With a faint gasp of impatience, she gave him a shoehorn. She slipped into a kimono and in her bare feet went over to her dressing table. Her hair was shingled, and with a comb she had repaired its disorder before he had laced his second shoe. She handed him his coat.
"How shall I get out?"
"You'd better wait a bit. I'll look out and see that it's all right."
"It can't possibly be Walter. He doesn't leave the laboratory till 5.
"Who is it, then?" They spoke in whispers now. She was quaking. It occurred to him that in an emergency she would lose her head, and on a sudden he felt angry with her. If it wasn't safe, why the devil had she said it was? She caught her breath and put her hand on his arm. He followed the direction of her glance. They stood facing the windows that led out on the veranda. They were shuttered, and the shutters were bolted. They saw the white china knob of the handle slowly turn. They had heard no one walk along the...